Hello, it's the True Faith Podcast. Without Dogger, as you'll already have worked out because he's not introducing the show. It's me, Si, with Ben. We've got Green Street, and on the line we've also got Bolland. Hello, Bolland.
Hello, Si.
Couldn't wait to get on because Newcastle probably could be doing better at the minute. But we'll keep you waiting for Bolland, and I'll bring my first question straight to you, Ben. Ipswich Town.
Yes.
Was that the worst performance of the season from Newcastle?
It's got to be up there. Nah, I think.
I'll tell you what. Green Street, you were at the Beanbag. Was that the worst Newcastle performance of the season?
Definitely, yeah. We couldn't get any worse than what we played at Sheffield Wednesday, the week before. But yeah, from the Friday night game, how good we were, especially like second half, the intensity there, just it was absolutely dire. From the beginning, really. First half, they didn't create anything. We didn't really create much. And then we had a great chance. Bad couple of minutes for Richie. Missed a great chance. Great ball by Dummett, by the way. And then, literally 2 minutes later, they give the ball to us. Then Richie gives the ball away. And another cheap goal. Their first shot on target, wasn't it? And from there, didn't really get much better, really. Equaliser in the second half, and then, I mean, well, actually, after they scored, it could have easily been two. I think half time came at the right moment.
Yeah.
Going forward, it was just not really. Couldn't really get the ball to Murphy, and when we did, it dealt with him really well. He didn't really win many headers. Second half, we've obviously got the equaliser. Guffron came on for... Who did he come on for again? Oh, Hayden, who had a pretty poor game as well. And then...
Yeah, he just didn't look like he had two games in 3 days in him, did he, Hayden?
Nah, he was looked a bit knackered. And then got the equaliser and thought we'd go on then, but just such a sloppy goal to give away again defensively. So many times the past recent weeks we've just conceded like really shit goals. So it was just such a bad performance.
Yeah, I mean, defensively in particular, it was terrible. I mean, I was pleased to see Murphy get the start. I know Mitrovic played well on Friday without actually really doing anything. Like, it's not like he had a shot or anything, but he won the ball and he did a lot of good things on Friday. But it was still kind of, when you looked at the fixture, Ipswich Town, who don't score many goals, they've had like 3-0 draws in the last six.
Yeah.
It was like, we just need to score. So you just wanted Murphy there because he's the one who's probably going to get you a goal, whereas Mitrovic, you just don't know. It's a gamble. That said, I thought Murphy just wasn't in the game at all first half. And I think that was down to what you said. We just couldn't find him. We was launching the ball into the corners, launching the ball up high. So easy to defend against.
Like Hanley and both LaSalle's just got the ball from the back and it's just...
Yeah, that's what was so strange about it, because Mbemba, everyone was a bit shocked to see him in the team the last few games, but he's played pretty well, and yeah, we all know that he can bring the ball out of defence.
That's his strength, isn't it? And that's, I suppose, the frustrating thing is when you've got teams that you are going to try and take Shelvey out of the game and mark him or get tight to the midfield, it puts the pressure on the centre-backs, and that's why you see so many teams these days, it's imperative that you have a centre-back that can play the ball. Yeah. Because if you can't, like, it's just too easy to play against you.
We weren't able to move the ball around at the back. It was like three passes, and then we just had to lump it because we ran out of ideas. But instead of losing it was just like, launch it. And more ridiculously, we seemed to launch it down the left wing every time. Mm-hmm. Atsu's like 5 foot tall, and the amount of balls he had to try and bring out the air, like, I don't think Atsu played very well. I mean, he was all right at times, and he put a good ball in for the goal, but... his end product is really poor. Like, when he did get the ball and get to the byline, his crossing...
He never beats the first man.
Yeah.
He doesn't hit, like... Doesn't get much power on him.
Yeah.
Many times...
He either scuffs it or massively... I mean, he's like James Milner was back in the day for us. Like, scuffs it or goes, like, out of play the other side of the pitch.
You're right, though. I think it does, like... He could be a lot more effective if he got the ball into his feet a lot more. Yeah. It does seem to be a tactic to him for whatever reason, as you say, because he's so small. They love to play like long balls or crossfield balls that are floated up, and it gives the right back a chance to go and just beat him in the header and clear it. So it's a frustration for for when he's in the team, because they don't seem to do when Gouffran's there. But
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right though. When he does get it, he is poor with his delivery. Although having said that, I thought he put a brilliant ball in for Murphy for the goal. I mean, that's the sort of thing you want to see more often from him. Yeah. But it's just too few and far between, unfortunately. Well, listen,
I mean, to be fair to Atsu, he was the only one who looked like doing anything first mm-hmm. half. As we said before, Shelvey was just so deep and picking nothing out because he was trying to hit the ball 90 yards instead mm-hmm. of 40 yards. Bolland, it's time. We'll bring you in. I think it's fair to say, I mean, ruling out the Leeds performance because I thought it was excellent, but 1 point from three games, Newcastle certainly could be doing better. What do you think has been the problem? What's gone wrong? What's changed?
Well, I think there's a couple of things to look at. I think Rafa's rotation in early season was supposed to be coming to fruition now. It's not. That hasn't paid off. There's an element of blame that has to go to the board, but obviously he needed to bring in reinforcements in January. The squad desperately needed strengthening. Another central midfielder for when Shelby was out, that was disappointing run of games for us. A proper left winger. We're just talking about Atsu there. There's a reason that Christian Atsu is playing sporadically for us in the Championship, and unfortunately, because he's not very good at football. Again, you know, he scored some important goals for us, but it's not really what you want to be seeing on the left-hand side. And we've become a very, 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 very predictable side. The lineup exactly the same in just about every game, apart from, I think, one in the cup where we played three at the back. And it's just so predictable. We've been sussed out at home, and our away form has been pretty good, but it appears that teams have finally sussed us out away from home. And what you were just saying there about is hoofing balls and passes, like, we are a bit of a long ball team. We don't get a lot of success from it. Most of our goals come from other situations, but we do absolutely hammer long balls. And it's the same story when we have Dwight Gale up front. There's an obsession with trying to get the ball over the top of defences, which is actually a really hard way to score goals. Shelby as well. I think Shelby is a great player with the ball, but for me, I think once again in the Premier League, he'll get found out because he doesn't do enough off the ball. He's sitting too deep against Ipswich. There's just a variety of factors, and it's unfortunate that it's sort of turning into a slightly underwhelming end to what, for the most part, has been a pretty positive season.
Positive.
Pretty scathing. Positive unless Bolland's on the podcast. No, I agree with quite a lot of your points, Bolland. I think you're wrong about the home form, because we seem to have turned that round. We won the last two before the Leeds game, and then Leeds was probably our best performance of the season. We absolutely battered them and just couldn't put our chances away because we had Mitrovic and Perez on the pitch. So I think the home form's been turned around almost. I think the atmosphere's been a bit better. The crowd's been less anxious because we kind of had a bit of a cushion again, and a worry for Monday coming, because suddenly there's a lot of nervousness about the Newcastle fans. And I know the Huddersfield result of the weekend kind of... I mean, that was incredible, by the way. Like, how gutted everyone felt after the Newcastle game. But as soon as Derby scored that goal, the weight that came off your shoulders was like, oh, thank fuck for that. And you just thought, actually, nah, what we'll be okay.
It was the justice for the Preston gag penalty in the 97th minute. Whatever. Yeah. It was karma. Rebalance
they
that.
Can't keep getting away with it, Huddersfield, and they won't. They're not going to get four wins.
Such a big goal in the way that if they had won, well, beat Fulham next week as well, that would have been them 2 points behind.
Mm-hmm.
But as you said, Huddersfield, like, they've got difficult running.
I mean, Fulham have been brilliant. Yeah. They're one of the form teams at the minute.
well, we'll come back to what we think we need out of the last few games. I just want to go back to, because Bolland's been quite scathing of the kind of predictability of Newcastle. I've got a theory. Do you think we've become... Anyone feel free to answer. Do you think we've become too reliant on a couple of good players? So I'm talking about Richie, I'm talking about Shelvey, I'm talking about, to an extent, Paul Dummett when he has a good game, and he was awful yesterday. But what we need are four or five good players to have a good game, because if they don't,
it's called them at one of the good players that we need.
This season he's been good, and when he has a shocker, we can see three goals.
Steady on. I agree, it's important he doesn't have a nightmare.
Yeah.
Because then it does obviously cost Wits. It's right. the weakest link.
Forget Paul Dummett then. So do you think if we don't have Shelby?
Yeah, I mean it's obviously the three key players for any attacking player in our team are Shelby, Richie, and Gail. When we're missing one of those three, it seems to be that we really struggle. It's from minute one of this season, everyone knew if you stop Shelby, you stop Newcastle United playing. But not many teams have been able to do that completely because he generally is positioning. And you're saying he comes too deep at times, Bolland, but at the same time, at times he needs to do that to get on the ball, and it hasn't stopped him.
Don't just pick on me for saying that. But I said it as well.
What?
But he comes too deep.
I mean, no, I'm just saying he does come too deep at times, but at other times that's worked because that's how he's trying to obviously get space. And I think when he does come deep, what you then need, it's the emphasis is on Hayden or Colback to get a bit further forward and give him that option to get a pass sort of into feet and work the 1-2s. But we are so reliant on those three players all being on top of their game to break teams down. And unfortunately, when they don't, we look really, really average. Obviously, Gale's been out and it's put a lot more strain on the likes of Richie and Shelby because then they've got to pick out perfect passes to the likes of Murphy and Mitrovic because they're not as mobile. The balls have literally got to be perfect and either to the feet or on the chest or whatever to get them in with a chance at goal. And unfortunately, one of the criticisms we did have Mitro, even though I thought he was really, really good against Leeds, was he still lacks that goal threat. And I think that's where it comes into it, in that his position isn't brilliant. And then the fact that he just doesn't get in the box in positions where we can get the ball into him all too often. So it is a little bit of a worry, but at the same time, I've no doubt that'll be one of the sort of main areas Rafa will be looking to strengthen in the summer. And we've got enough. I mean, Murphy for a 33-year-old, £3 or £4 million signing or whatever he was, he's dynamically be well in terms of his impact off the bench in games, and he's chipped in with a few goals. I think we've got money's worth out of a player of his sort of ability and where he is at his career. He's been solid enough. It's just obviously the one that everyone is sort of the Marmite that is Mitrovic. Some people absolutely love him. Some people can't stand him. It's just he's one of those players that will polarise support because he's the type of player he is and the character he is. But I think there's sort of plenty of places, as you say, where we will need to strengthen. But at the same time, there's stuff to build on there as well.
I think there's a lot of places we need to build on. I'm not convinced that any of the full backs are good enough for the Premier League. Yedlin's got a bit of potential, but the rest of them, they're not Premier League. One eye on next season. The centre half is still massive question marks over them. You'd say, really, you're looking at Richie and Shelby and Gale, as you pointed out, they're the only three I reckon that the Premier League level at this moment in time.
What would you say though, because obviously Lascelles barely played in the Premier League last season until Rafa came in. Rafa obviously started playing him and he was probably the difference in that back four. He was the difference maker. He made Mbembe look a lot better. Him and Mbembe built up a really good partnership for the last 10 games last season.
I said this in the Christmas podcast. There's still a question mark over Lascelles, but this is the first full season we've seen him play.
Yeah.
And I think it's fair to say he's been sketchy.
I'm just saying that. I think it's very harsh to completely write him off
I'm not completely writing him off. A question mark over the centre half. You look at Clark, didn't have a great season.
Question mark is an absolute write off now, Bolland.
You've got to give Clark a chance though, Bolland.
I hope as much as anyone of these players turn out well for us in the Premier League, but they're unknown quantity, really. I think that's definitely an area that Rafa will strengthen as well. As Pansy is going to the next Premier League season next year, touch wood we get there. With Hanley and Bender, Lascelles and Clark, it won't happen. Someone come in.
I mean, I agree. There's a lot to strengthen, and some of these players we've mentioned may become squad players that may not make it. Given what you've said, though, Bolland, do you think that Newcastle this season, that the team as it is could be doing better, or do you think this is as good as they are capable of doing, and that actually as a club we need to do better in terms of getting better players and progressing?
Well, obviously we need to get better players and progress, but this group of players could have done better. I think there's been games where you look at home, probably one that comes to my mind straight away, Bristol City at home, like, what were we doing in that game? Wolves at the start of the season again with a shocking performance. Like, there seems to have been at times a little bit of an air of arrogance about them. I think it's been a wake-up call for some of them in realising actually they're not as good as they think they are. And I think if we played to our maximum every game, then we would be in a lot healthier position than we are now. And if you look at Brighton, for example, their squad on paper doesn't come close to ours yet. Chris Hughton's got them all playing together, very similar to another Newcastle promotion side that just was battled it out, and they will likely go up as champions eventually, and that should have been us.
Yeah.
That squad has been around, like, built over the last couple of years, where ours has been many players obviously bought in the summer. So if you look at that
he
way,
made 12 signings in the summer.
Who?
Rafa.
No, I'm saying, I thought you meant
Brighton. Yeah, I was agreeing with you.
Yeah.
Said it in an argument.
You did.
You idiot. Yeah, I don't know if I've just lost Bolland there. Are you still there, Bolland?
I think you've got to agree that the players we've got, we should have done better. I mean, I think everyone at the start of the season was thinking Mitrovic and Perez drop down a division. Those two surely have to provide a bit more, and it's been a bit disappointing. Perez has sort of improved, but generally they've not had great seasons. I think Diame is another one who I think people expected to be a lot better than he has. I think there's a whole bunch of them look back on the season and think they could have done a bit more.
I don't know that. What's that based on? I mean, at the end of the day, Diarmé, I think he scored 9 goals for Hull last season. I think it was probably around that for us. People expecting him just because he's come from a team that got promoted in the. I mean, Hull only came through the playoffs, didn't they? I mean,
yeah.
And they're a bit of a shambles of a team. I think it's a bit unfair to say people expected more of him. I mean, I think he's delivered what people.
I don't know how well he did, like, in the same last season, whatever. But
he scored. I think he only got 9 or 10 for them playing in that role. Like,
look, yesterday the games where he's been absolutely shocking. Yesterday was one of them. Just doesn't do enough. And when he gets the ball, sometimes he's just not good enough on it. He needs to.
But that's my point. It's unfair to expect something from a player that you have no idea, like, what he's capable of. If people haven't seen that's his style of play last season.
Diarmé's been around for years. People haven't seen Diarmé play football. This isn't some lad that no one's ever seen before.
No, but that's my point then. So what are they expecting? Like, how are they expecting? If people have seen him and they've seen, like, he was never that good at West Ham. I mean, there's a reason he went from West Ham to Hull. Like, my point is what's this expectation of him to come in and score 15 goals? Like, I don't get that expectation. What do people expect from him?
Expectation of him scoring goals, but I think if you look at general performances throughout the season, Cowley's just pointed out they've not been great. He's had a lot of shotters.
I don't know. I think that's not fair. I think a lot of people have very negative opinions of him. When for whatever reason he's just a player that people are easy to slate. He's got a bad touch, which people get on the back of him for.
It's a bad start, that, like.
My point is, how many times does he doesn't actually lose the ball all that much? Yes, I mean he was playing some ridiculous balls against I think it was it Wigan or Burton, where he was just trying to sort of chip balls. Basically trying to play the Shelby role and spraying the ball about, but I just don't. He's never going to be a player that's going to come in and take the league by storm. Yeah. So that's my point. Is people are saying he's disappointed. Well, what were they expecting from him?
Yeah, I take both your points. I mean, you're right. I mean, I don't know why everyone thought he's had some huge shoes to fill in Sissoko. Yeah. By the way, lest we forget. But no, he's He is what he is, I agree, but I can also see everyone's argument for he's kind of been a bit of a disappointment this season just because he hasn't had enough good games. He's had a lot of indifferent games, and you know what? I don't at all question the lad's work rate and his attitude. He seems like a really good lad, and he grafts. He's not one of the players. I think yesterday there's some players guilty of looking lethargic and jogging around. We talk about it every week, but I'm sure he covers more ground on the pitch than most, and he does put a shift in. But yeah, his first touch and stuff seems to let him down, and there's just games where he just seems to lose the ball for us far too much, and he has been in that sense neither a disappointment or a success. I think he's just kind of had an average season for us,
and that's,
he's played his part to an extent, but we won't see any more of him. I think he goes next season.
That's the point I don't get. So you've got people, a bit like Bolland's point here, really, expecting we're to walk the league, yet at the same time are saying the players aren't good enough, and it's just, you can't have it both ways. Either they're not good enough, or...
I missed the point there slightly, is that the expectation was they could have done better. I've not said that we should have walked the league, I've said that we could have done better.
No, I'm not necessarily...
Hang on, Bolland, your expectation was that we could have done better. So even before the season started, they could do better here.
That's not what I just said.
No, but that, I think a lot of people, I'm not necessarily saying then that's your point, if you say that's not how you feel, but I think a lot of people did expect we to walk the league, and you can see that by the expectation of games. People expect we're to be walking over a lot of these teams, yet they're the first to get on the backs of players saying they're not good enough.
I didn't say it wasn't good enough. I said that he's not met the expectation that people had about him, but we'll move on.
Yeah. I think it's a funny one, because I think people kind of disrespect this league when they say, oh, we should be walking it. I think there's been a lot more tough games than we thought there was going to be. You know, teams like Fulham up for a fight, teams like Ipswich, to their absolute credit yesterday, gave us a good game. They played really well. They didn't make any mistakes, and they just made it really hard for us. And I know we've already said we were quite easy to defend against on this occasion, but credit to them, they outplayed us. Fulham did the same. There's not been that many others that have outplayed us, but everyone's made it tough. We've not had many easy games, and we thought we'd have more.
I mean, I think that's the thing as well. People are looking at Brighton and Huddersfield's results and thinking that they're smashing teams. They're not. They've really struggled in a lot of games, and yet I think that's probably where one of our problems comes down, is the character of the players, in terms of we seem to struggle to put games away and allow teams to come back into games late in it. Whereas the likes of Brighton and Huddersfield seem to be a bit better at that, but I think that's probably to do with the experience of being in the league. I mean, especially to Brighton's extent, I think they've got a team that play within their, like, play to their abilities, basically. I mean, they've got two centre backs there that are just 6 footers, like, just looking to head everything away, and they don't try to sort of go too far away from that.
They've basically had four years in the making. I know they had one duff season before Hooton came in where they were fighting with relegation, but out of the four seasons, I think they've been the playoffs once or twice. So yeah, I think we've disrespected the league. We've already touched on it. I think the players are nowhere near as good as what perhaps people think or thought they were going to be. We certainly haven't got a team of international footballers who play for Argentina. We haven't got an Andy Carroll coming through. We've just got what Raf has put together in a really short space of time. So in that sense, it's still been a very successful season. I'll put it to you, Carly. Are you bothered if we don't win the league? Because it's pretty much nailed on that we don't now.
It's nailed on. We're not going to win the league.
Yeah. Does it bother you?
Not. I just want to get promoted now. But it did bother us a little bit in the fact that how well we played before Christmas. Yeah. It looks like we're going to coast it. And then especially after beating Brighton and both Huddersfield, I thought, that's it. The league's pretty much done there and then. But end of the day, just want to get promoted. It doesn't matter if we finish top or come second. Just want to get over the finish line now, really, which hopefully will come next weekend. But people will say, oh, Rafa spent all that money, not going to win the league. Standard things what they say, but does it make a difference? Are you the same, or
I always never bother. I think I've said it all season. Forget Brighton. I don't care about Brighton as long as we finish above every other team.
It's like a result yesterday where we were like, oh, Brighton are winning. It's like, I'm not bothered.
People say that, if you win the league, you've got much more chance of staying up in the Premier League. But I think no matter whether, I mean, we will finish below Brighton now, but I think our team in the Premier League with Rafa has got much more chance of staying up than Brighton with. And I'm not disrespecting Chris Hughton. He's managing Brighton, man.
Yeah.
It's not going to be easy for them. And I think we've already said it. Rafa's team is, and the way he plays is more suited to the Premier League. I think some of the players have already had a year of playing the Rafa way, and kind of that gives them a chance next season. And then he'll add to the squad.
To put on the WhatsApp group the other day.
Exactly.
I don't think fifth. I mean, look at Borough this season. They finished top last season. Is that right?
Who? Borough.
Borough finished top last season. Yeah.
No, it was Bournemouth won it, didn't they?
All right.
Was it Bournemouth?
No, Bournemouth were in the Premier League with us last season.
Wasn't it? Who was it? Hull came at the playoffs.
Borough won it.
Moving swiftly on. Right, so on that then, so finishing top's pretty much out the window. It'll be done by this weekend probably, which means it's just kind of about what do we need. What do we need from our last three games? Bolland, I'll come to you. How many points do we need from the last three?
Six.
Not mathematically. How many points do you think we actually need?
Three wins.
Three wins.
So nine. What do you want the answer to? I've given you that we need 6 points to go up.
No, mathematically, Bolland, we need 6 points. That is absolutely correct.
So that 6 points would be two wins, mate, not three. Yeah.
We've already talked about
another question.
We've already talked about Huddersfield's tough run in. They're not going to win four matches, man. I think that 4 points, maybe even three, will be enough.
We'll win next week and that's it done.
Yeah, people have said, oh well, Reading are actually in there now, but Reading have got a goal difference of two. There's no way they're going to win the last three games.
Well, so they're 6 points behind.
Yeah, so we just need to win. We need to win one game to see off Reading. Maybe it's a win and a draw to see off Hull at Huddersfield. But Bolland, the expert on how we could be doing better, what do we need to do to make sure we get those 4 points? What can we do to kind of turn this around? Cause
try and score goals and stop the other team from scoring.
Bolland, then. they just need to play like they did basically before Christmas. Just get back. Well, do it. We just have to play
our best. Are you drinking?
We actually just need to turn up. We're like, we didn't turn up against Ipswich. We do plan to film, we're not turned up. Just turn up for our best, and it should be academic. Yeah, I mean, we've got Cardiff, Barnsley, and
Preston.
And Preston. So it's Preston, then Cardiff, Preston. And Barnsley.
Yeah, there should be three relatively straightforward games for us. So
I think what we need is to match the intensity of the team. I think that's the big thing we saw against Leeds, was we dominated the ball, we were sort of gave them the run around, we controlled everything, we matched their intensity in terms of getting on the ball and getting stuck in. I think when we've played poorly this season, we've looked very lethargic and we haven't really.
We
put the effort in, but we've struggled there. To match the intensity of the other team. And I think, as you say, I mean, we've been starting really poorly in games. If we can get off to a good start, that'll go a long way to just calming the nerves of everyone. And I think an early goal within the first 20 minutes of Preston will probably be the medicine for everyone. But just how we're going to get that without Gale is the tricky part, I guess.
Is Gale potentially not be back for next week? I don't think he'll start anyway, but
I think he's going to be a doubt, isn't he?
But yeah, I think you're spot on. Just so many times, the last few weeks, it's just, especially like, look at Bristol. Yesterday, we just didn't start off well.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to start creating chances from that intensity, what we've seen at Leeds. It is obviously going to be harder with whoever's have up front. I think you go back to Mitrovic. Shelby needs to push on a bit in terms of not going so deep. Yesterday it was so frustrating, just as we've talked about it. Defender would have it, and then he would just go and get it from like the edge of the box. Yeah.
Buying 2-1.
All right. So I think he needs to play a bit further forward. Just cut out silly mistakes at the back as well. We're going to be nervous next week. But, yeah, it's just mistakes have cost us badly the past few weeks. So,
yeah,
cut them out, really.
I would say mistakes on all counts. I think Rafa might hold his hand up and say I probably changed it a bit too much for Monday. And then he likes to rotate, especially when there's only a two-day window between matches, and there's reasons for that, obviously, and it's worked most of the season. But I thought putting Hanley back in after being so long, and when Mbemba had played
I called Hanley, actually, just for the fact that even though Mbemba was class on Friday, the fact that he hadn't played much football this season and how bad he played against Sheffield Wednesday.
I think he was expecting Ipswich to just play Route 1, and they didn't. They knew what we were going to do, and they played a really, really kind of attacking game. They had players all over the box.
I mean, that's one of the things as well. I mean, it's what he's done all season, and that's the fine margins, is that was working really well at the start of the season. The rotation was keeping people fresh, keeping that competition for places, and that's what you wanted, and it was sort of given with the results. It's since sort of we've had a few injuries, it's not quite worked as well. I think we've had the massive issue with the left side in terms of switching Atsu and Gufran just hasn't really worked, unfortunately. Yeah. I think Atsu's just, he's not good when he starts, he needs to be coming off the bench and having that impact against tired legs. I think starting him in most games hasn't really worked.
Well, it seems like whenever he starts, we seem to be just looking to try and get him involved as much as possible. He's obviously saying, right, you're there to try and beat players, trying to make stuff happen, and
it will be to tire them out and pin them back, but it's just, he doesn't seem to have that impact. I think
every game that Atsu's played, Dummett is a different player as well. He seems to be, and I know it's because he's not getting anywhere near as much cover as he gets from Gufran, but he seems to lose his confidence as well, because he's just kind of left to his own devices. So what I think we need to see for next Monday is I'll put Mbemba back in, because he's played pretty well.
I was going to say, to be honest, I probably would. One of the things I was saying the day, I would drop Lascelles. I think he's needed it for a few games. He's been, you said yourself, Bolland, he's been very patchy with his form. He's made a few mistakes which have been quite costly, and I just think it sets a bad precedent. I know he's the captain, but when he's undroppable, and it's obviously not been easy with Clark being out, but I think we should have made the change for Hanley and Mbemba before now, really.
I think one thing about Lascelles,
to do that though, isn't it?
It's a bit too late to do that. It's
a funny one with Lascelles, because I don't see him as like a long-term captain of Newcastle. Like, he speaks very well, he's good when he's interviewed after matches and stuff, but you need someone with a bit more, I don't know what the word is, like Shelvey, someone a bit more Raj to kind of, when we're playing badly, no one seems to be doing like the things that Joey Barton, Kevin Nolan, as much as I hate to say it, used to do, which is when we're having a mare, getting everyone team going. Shearer, these are people who just wouldn't accept underperforming. Whereas when we underperform, there's nobody doing that. And Lascelles is the captain.
I think he was giving it too young, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's a young lad, and I think there's too much expectation on him. And you're right, maybe a couple of games out the first team would help him.
It was, I mean, he did get dropped earlier in the season. And it, I just think it's just maybe he needs to be taken out of the position. I mean, it is getting very high pressure. He's the captain. He's having to front up all the time. He's never wanted to shy away from the fans. I think there's a lot of good qualities about him. And he's one that will always come over and clap the team and clap the fans. And he sort of puts himself on the line in that respect. And obviously he was one of the few sort of characters to stand up last season and actually sort of be a leader of the team. So I can see,
obviously,
he didn't the captaincy, and that's what Rafa had sort of built on. But I just think I do agree with his, maybe it was just, I think it was more lack of other options rather than sort of anything else really. But I just feel like he'd probably benefit from just a game out of the firing line, and I just think he doesn't really add that much more than Hanley would, whereas at least, so it would be a like for like swap with him. Whereas at least with Mbemba in, then he gives you that opportunity to play the ball out from the back. But it's obviously, we can all sort of pick fault and in hindsight say, oh, well, I would have done this, I would have done that. I just think it's a change that he could have tried a bit earlier that might have had a positive impact. But he hasn't made it, so obviously it's a moot point. But I would probably like to see that switch, just to see sort of what Hanley and Mbemba can do together.
Yeah. I think the bigger difference.
It's cold to put Hanley and Mbemba together now, having, I don't think they've played together all season, have they? Maybe in the cup. I've never seen that partnership, I don't remember it.
That's a good point, Bolland. It would be a big risk with three games to go. There's arguments for both. I think the big difference on Monday will be having Hayden after another week's kind of recovery time, because he was excellent against Leeds. Like, he came straight back in the team, didn't look like he'd been missing, but on Monday he looked a bit more like a player who'd been out injured and wasn't quite up with it. So another week for him, because he's the key at home to freeing Shelvey up. You need someone like Hayden who can run forward and run into the channels, which A, takes a man away from Shelvey, because when they're all crowded in the same place in our half, we resort to those horrible long balls out to Richie, long balls out to Atsu, that go in the air, and they're both small lads. And I mean, with the greatest respect, they're not that good in the air. I mean, Richie can get his head on the ball, but I don't know why we want to put ourselves in that situation. So I think Hayden's going to be the key. With him on the pitch, you can play Perez or Diame in number 10 without as much pressure on them. If you've got Hayden doing all the engine room work in midfield, I think when Hayden and Shelvey are so deep, it makes that number 10, and Diame suffered on Monday, have to come deep as well. And when he's playing his own half, Diame, and then you expect him to kind of advance 20 yards with the ball, it doesn't really come off. Mm-hmm. Same with Perez. When he's stuck in his own half, he's useless. So we need to get out of our own half. We need to play higher up the pitch. And Hayden on his day can help us do that.
I think he will start the same team as what he started at Leeds. Yeah. Everyone be fully fit, really. Another week to prepare. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't really have anything.
I think that's about it then, lads. So as I said, I think 4 points. What do you think, Ben? Do you think...
Yeah, I agree. I don't think Huddersfield have... I can't see them picking up maximum points that they need from it. And I think you saw the Derby game. They changed their tactics to the second half and completely went away from their philosophy, and it nearly worked, but it caught them in the end. And Derby, really, a better team than Derby would have probably won that game. I think there's a lot of pressure on them now that they're getting close to the finish line.
Yeah.
Any slip-ups from them is end game, basically. Yeah. So
they've got to be
pressure on them.
They'll be shitting themselves about Fulham as well, who've come flying into the playoffs.
Fulham are in brilliant form.
Will win the playoffs if they get their
Wolves on great foot. They've got 3 games in 7 days as well, I think.
Yeah.
With their game in hand, I think we'll beat Preston. That's it.
Yeah. Funnily enough, I think if we beat Preston, it takes all the pressure off the last 2 games.
Yeah.
And then we'll have a situation like we did against Tottenham at the end of last season, where it's kind of a free game and the pressure's off, and we'll just smash the last 2 games. Bolland, you think we need 9 points anyway? So I guess that's it for tonight, lads. Thanks for coming on. I think we'll be back. I'm sure Dog will have like 5 more podcasts lined up this week, but we'll be back with a proper preview for Preston. Or is this it? I don't know. May or may not be another podcast before the weekend.
We haven't touched on Preston.
Yeah.
This is definitely not the pre-pod.
Yeah, all right. Well, watch this space. Thanks for coming on, lads. Thanks, Bolland.
Cheers.
Goodbye.
Cheers.